Homajnanatimadannasyajnananjanashalakaya chakshurunmuditam dhena tasmai shri gurave namah.
The effort that it takes to make one's way to the holy dham is counted as tapo divyam, spiritual austerity that takes one to putraka, special purification and complete happiness. We'll be staying absorbed in the mood of worshipping Gauranga Mahaprabhu's lotus feet here in Jagannath Puri, Vipralamba Dham, place where he came and took refuge of Lord Jagannath and entered deeply within the mood of separation from the Lord. And every day we'll be going out to various places to relish the spots where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his song Shuddha Bhakata Charan Harinu, that it's our greatest happiness to go to all the places that Gauranga Mahaprabhu visited. In fact, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur went everywhere, all over South India, and every place that Mahaprabhu stayed, he installed the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu in those places. Special shrines are there everywhere. Even Prataparudra Maharaj told his servants to follow Mahaprabhu wherever he went. They would build brand new dwellings before he would arrive, and after he'd leave, they would build a shrine there, every place that Mahaprabhu touches. Because, as is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu's lotus feet are the boat that takes one across the material world. So first, we offer our respectful obeisances to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who revealed this Dham to the world, especially to the Western world. Only a few people knew about Jagannath Puri, but now people from all over the world have come here. Where are you all from? Denver, Colorado. That's it? Sharanagati, Canada. Where else? Where? Belgium. Very good. Where else? California, Silicon Valley. Delaware. Pompano Beach. Pompano Beach, Florida. Nobody from China? Yes? Let's hear for China. Haribo! Anywhere else? Sydney, Australia. Madhavananda, Jagannath Puri. We have our... And fortunately, and that brings me to another point, we have our hometown boy here. Madhavananda Prabhu and Krishna Kun live here, and they do so to cultivate a deeper and deeper knowledge of the Lord's pastimes so that they can pass it on to the world. It was the mood of Madhavananda Prabhu's Guru Maharaj to teach people all over the world the pastimes of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, so that they could attain the higher positions of devotion. And Madhavananda Prabhu has taken up that service and is enriching the world by staying here at Jagannath Puri and meeting devotees from all over the world. So we offer our obeisances to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who's revealed this Dham to us, and to all the great acharyas, and to our deity, who's... allowed us to come with him back to the Dham. Tameshwara Mahaprabhu will be traveling with us to all the special places that we go here and in Mayapur. And also, the theme of this yatra is it's a Sankirtan yatra, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent out his followers wherever he went to distribute Krishna consciousness. We'll also be, as we go to various places, distributing prasadam, books, Jagannath stickers, and the holy names. Last year, we airdropped in about 5,000 books. And Mukharvind, how many do we have this year? We have 5,001. So it's an increase from last year. And we'll also give a demonstration tomorrow how to distribute book in Oriyan, Bengali, Hindi. And it's so simple that you'll think, why didn't I start doing this before. We have, which we'll show you tomorrow, professional language cards in each language of people that you might meet here. So all you have to do is kick off your shoes, which we'll teach you tomorrow, then hand them the book, then hand them the card, and then they'll hand over all their worldly possessions and come with us on the Harinam. And we'll have morning and evening programs because the main focus of this yatra is hearing and chanting and sankirtan. We're going to many of the same places that we've been before because there's two ways to go. You can go wider and wider and find many new places, or you can go deeper and deeper into the places that you've been before and gain newer and newer appreciation for them, because each place is deeper than any ocean. And the main point in each place is to enter into the katha and take away from the Dham a feeling that I'm connected to this place. This is my actual home. And those who come to the Dham regularly and visit, and each time, even if they take away one molecule of affection for the Dham, in one footstep they feel a powerful energy of the Dham going up through their legs into their heart, and they feel surcharged, that will carry a devotee for the rest of his or her life. What to speak of coming here and hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his various pastimes, like we're going to do over the next few days. So we'll be here morning time for hearing Bhagavatam. We'll go out in the afternoon. We'll visit various places that we've selected. We'll hear katha at those various places. Then we'll come back for prasadam. We'll have katha in the evening each night. And we'll stay immersed in the hearing and chanting. And we won't feel separated from the mood of preaching either, because as we go out in the day, we'll be distributing books everywhere we go. Last year, it was a feature of our yatra that kept everyone feeling enlivened by distributing to everyone that they met. And practically when we'd walk down the street, we'd notice that people were all reading the books. In the West, when we distribute books, they may pack them away or not even notice that they got it. But here, distribute books on a street, and then if you walk by 5 minutes later, you'll notice they've already started study groups within their shops and in their homes. They'll all be sitting around reading these books very deeply. And this is the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we pray for Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy while we're here, that please bless this yatra to help us enter deeply within this holy place and take away from here this mood of service to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to that end, I'd like you to turn, if you would, to a verse that I'd like to repeat again and again while we're on this yatra, which is on page what? What page? Addendum. Sorry, you showed me, but I lost it. Yeah. Which page? Page one of the addendum. Okay, there's an addendum here in this very well-organized book. And it's on page one of the addendum. I don't see where that is. I'll say, please repeat. Yata yata gaura padara vinde. Vinde ta bhaktim krita punya rashi. Tata tato sarapati hridya kasmad. Radha padam bhoja sadhamburashi. And the translation together, to the degree that we surrender to Lord Chaitanya's service, to that degree we gain qualification for the service to Radharani's lotus feet in Vraj. This has great implication for our worshipping the holy Dham here in Jagannath Puri, and that is that the path that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach, which is mentioned in the Adi Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is spontaneous love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the land of Vrindavan, following in the footsteps of the residents there, those who are eternal associates of the Lord, and attaining attraction for a particular mood of those devotees is possible only by worshipping the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Dasya Ras, that is, those who serve diligently the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They enter into the mood of giving, the Audorya mood that this Dham, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet exemplify, generosity, giving to others, feeling compassion, and feeling that everyone should come in contact with this, and helping to spread the Sankirtan movement all over the world, which Prabhupada equated again and again to advanced devotional service. That is, the mood of thinking about how to spread Krishna consciousness to every part of the world was what he equated with advanced stage of Krishna consciousness. In fact, he names this as one of the qualities of an Uttama Adhikari, or topmost devotee, is that he or she is thinking about how to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So there are very practical ways in which to do that, and by serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by helping spread his movement, by marrying oneself to his order, and that is, wherever you go, whomever you meet, whoever you see, give them opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness. And by that, spread Krishna consciousness to everybody in the world. And if one takes that as an open opportunity, which it is, by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to enter into his lila, then by that, one automatically comes into the lila of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. It qualifies one for that. In fact, that mood of Vrindavan simultaneously enters into the heart of those who serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that way. So there's a beautiful song that you'll see on the next page. It's strategically placed here, this verse we just sang. So we can look at the next song by Narottam Das Thakur, which is a song I've been particularly taken with recently. It caught in my mind, and you know how that is. When a bhajan catches in your mind and then it means something to you, then you can sing it again and again. And this is the beauty of these bhajans, is they can carry us instantly into the spiritual world, into the mood of service to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which this song brings out by Narottam Das Thakur. So I'll read the translation of the song. This is called Savarna Sri Gaura Mahima. Everyone please say. Otherwise known as Gaurang Gera Dhutipada. Anyone who has accepted the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya as his only asset knows the true essence of devotional service. The heart of anyone who gives submissive oral reception to the pleasing and sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya immediately becomes cleansed of all material contamination. Anyone who simply chants the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, please, but a little louder, will immediately develop love of Godhead. Can you say Gauranga? I offer him all congratulations by saying bravo. If anyone feels ecstasy and cries by simply hearing the transcendental qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he at once understands the eternal loving affairs between Radha and Krishna at once. Anyone who has understood that the associates of Lord Chaitanya are eternally liberated souls immediately becomes eligible to enter into the abode of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan, in his next birth. If anyone understands that there is no difference between Gaura Mandala, the place in West Bengal where Lord Chaitanya had his pastimes, and the transcendental abode of Sri Vrindavan Dham, then he actually lives in Vrindavan. Anyone who takes pleasure in sporting within the waves of the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's distribution of love of God immediately becomes a confidential devotee of Sri Sri Radha Madhava. It doesn't matter whether such a devotee is in the renounced order of life or whether he is a householder. If he is actually taking part in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan activities and actually understanding what it is, then such a person is always liberated. Narottam Das Thakur aspires for his association. Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a beautiful purport where Prabhupada quotes this verse, and he talks about how it's not just the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that came with Mahaprabhu at the time of his appearance that are being referred to here as Nitya Siddhas. Amazingly, Prabhupada says that anyone, even in the present day, who is engaged in the pastime of spreading the Sankirtan movement is also, and should also, be considered a Nitya Siddha devotee. And those who understand this and appreciate it become liberated. This is the mode and the generosity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll sing this song, won't we? Gaurangara, would you like to? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you're dying to sing this song, and you'll become morose and feel bereft if you don't, and you may not sleep all night if you don't sing the song now. And 1 means that you could care less and you'd like to move on to something else. Where is it? 11? Some 10s and 11s, okay. Yeah, you play drum for the... So as we're getting started. Okay. And if we could have a certified cartolist come up front too, be with the band. Okay. So we're actually just becoming acquainted with this song more and more. As I was learning these bhajans, there are various tunes, various ways of singing, especially we find with Gaurangara Dutipada, there are various ways in which devotees sing them. So we've picked up one particular tune that we'll sing, if it's not the one that you're used to. And you can recommend it, and we'll try that too. But it's like grinding sandalwood. The more we sing these bhajans together and become acquainted with them, the more the flavor of the bhajan comes out. Gaurangera Dutipada Jardhana Sambhada. Gaurangera Dutipada Jardana Sampada. Se jane bhakti rasa sada. Bhakti se jane bhakti rasa sara, se jane bhakti rasa sara. Gaurangera madhulila Jarkane Pravishila. Gaurangera Madhulila. Gaurangera Madhulila. Jarkane Pravishila. Hridaya Nirmala Belotara. Hridaya
Pridaya Nirmala Belotara. Nirmala Belota. Jai Gaurangera Namaloy Tarhoya Primadoy. Jai Gaurangera Namaloy. Jai Gaurangera Namaloy Tarhoya Primadoy. Tarmui Jai Boli Hari. Tare Mui Jai Boli Hari. Gauranga gunete jure nitya lila tare spure. Ranga gunit Gauranga gunite jure Nitya lila tare spure. Sejana pakati arikari. Sejana bhakati arikari. Gauranger sangigane nitya siddha karimane. Gauranger Sanghi Gane. Gaurangera Sanghi Gane. Nitya Siddha Kari Mane. Sejaya Vrajendra Suta Pasha. Sejaya Vrajendra Suta Pasha. Shri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeba Jane Chintamani. Shri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeba Jane Chintamani. Gaura Mandala Bhumi.
Tad hoy vraja bhumi bas. Tad hoy vraja bhumi. Tad hoy vraja bhumi bas. Gora prema rasarnave shetarange jebadhube Gora prema rasarnave Shetarange jebadhube Sheradha madhava antaranga Radha Madhava Antaranga Grihe Bhavane Tetake Hagoranga Bole Dake Grihe bhavane te take Hagoranga bole dake Narottama mage Tarashanga Arotamo Mage Tarashanga Gaurangeda Dutipada Jardana Sampada Gaurangeda Dutipada Jardana Sampada Jaya Gaur Nitai, Gaur Nitai, Gaur Nitai, Jaya Gaur Nitai. Jaya Nitai, Jaya Gaur, Jaya Nitai, Jaya Gaur. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Haribol 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 Nitai Gaur Haribol Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Dai go premanande. So now you can say you sang Gorangera Dutipada in the holy Dham of Jagannath Puri. So we'll continue to sing that song, and with a warning that as you do, you'll be singing it as you go up the stairs and getting in the car. And when these songs become embedded in your mind and heart, then this is a kind of samadhi. The holy vibration takes over one's body and lifts the devotee above the modes of nature. Mamchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuya yukalpate. By continuously practicing devotional service, one rises above the three modes of material nature. And the best way to do that is through Shravanam Kirtanam. And the best kind of Shravanam Kirtanam is hearing from the pure devotees of the Lord who have written their emotional ecstasies in the form of songs that can be reproduced. It's an amazing process. And now we have the Bhagavad Gita, which is 6-7, page 6-7. Can you all see? We're taking up the chanting of the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita during this yatra. But we're going to do it in three parts. So each night we'll sing together a particular part of the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And this is following the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He taught his followers, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. He told his followers to go out and teach people to worship Krishna, to chant Krishna, and to take instruction from Krishna. So the best instruction from Krishna comes from the Bhagavad Gita. This is the standard. All the great acharyas comment on Bhagavad Gita. And Advaita Acharya, Prabhu, taught Bhagavad Gita every night in his Sangha. So we'll chant the Sanskrit together up until the end of part one, and then we'll read the English together. Arjuna Vacha Sanyasyasya Mahabaho Tatvamichcha Miveditum Tyagasya Chahrishikesha Pritakeshi Nishudana Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Tamyanam karmanam nyasam sanyasam kavayo vidu sarva karma palatyagam prahustyagam vichakshanaha tyajam dosha vaditeke karma prahur manishina yagyadana tapakarma natyajam iti chapare nishchayam shinume tatra Tyage bharata satama, tyago hi purusha vyagra, trivida samprakirtitaha. Yagyadana tapakarma, natyajam karyameva tat, yagyodanam tapaschaiva, pavanani benishinam. Etanyapi tu karmani, sangam tyakva palani cha, kartavyani time parta, Nishchitam matam uttamam niyatasya tu sanyasa karmano no papadyate mohatasya prityagas tamasa parikirtitaha dukham ityeva yat karma kaya klesha bhayat tyajet sakritva rajasam tyagam naiva tyaga palam labhet Karyamityeva yat karma niyatam kriyate arjuna sangam tyakva palam chaiva Satyaga Satviko Mataha Nadveshta Kushalam Karma Kushale Nanusajate Tyagi Sattva Samavishto Medhavi China Samshayaha Nahi Deha Bratas Shakyam Tyaktum Karman Yasheshataha Yastu Karma Palatyagi Satagit Yupadiyate Anishtam Ishtam Mishram Cha Trividham Karmana Palam Bhavatya Yagimam Pretya Natu Sanyasinam Kuchit Panchaitani Mahabaho Karanani Nibodame Sankhe Kritanti Proktani Siddhaye Sarvakarmanam Atishtanam Tatakarta Karanam Cha Pratagvidham Vividhascha Pratakchesta Daivam Chaivatra Panchamam Shariravan Manobhiryat Karma prarabhater naraha nyayam va viparitam va panchaita tesa ketavaha tatraivam satikartaram atmanam kevalam tuyaha pashyat yakrita buditvan nasa pashati durmatihi yasya nahankrito bhavo budhir yasya nalipyate Hatvapi sa ima lokan nahanti na nipadyate. Jnanam gyeyam prigyata trividha karma chodana karanam karma karteti trividha karma sangraha. Jnanam karma chakarta cha tridaiva guna bedataha prochite guna sankhyane yatavach trinutanyapi. Sarvabhuteshu yenaikam bhavam avyayam ikshate avibhaktam vibhakteshu tajjnanam vidhi sattvikam pritaktvena tudyajjnanam nana bhavam pritakvidan veti sarveshu bhuteshu tajjnanam vidhi rajasam yattu kritsna vadekasmin karye saktam ahaitukam Atat varta vadalpam cha tattamasam udaritam niyatam sangarahitam araga dveshata kritam apala pripsuna karma yatat satvikam uchite yatu kamipsuna karma sahakaryena vapunaha kriyate bahulayasam tad rajasam udaritam Anubandham shayam himsam anapeksha cha paurusham mohad arabhyate karma yatat tamasam uchyate mukta sango naham ehati trityutsana samanvitaha siddhya siddhyor nirvikara karta sattvika uchyate ragi karma pala prepsur lubdo himsatmako shuchihi Harsha Shokanvita Karta Rajasa Parikirtitaha Ayukta Prakrita Stabda Shato Naishkritikolasaha Vishadi Dirga Sutricha Karta Tamasa Uchate. And the translations from section one. Arjuna said, O mighty armed one, I wish to understand the purpose of renunciation, tyag, and of the renounced order of life, sannyas, O killer of the Keshi demon, master of the senses. The Supreme Personality of God had said, the giving up of activities that are based on material desire is what great learned men call the renounced order of life, sannyas, and giving up the results of all activities is what the wise call renunciation, tyag. Some learned men declare that all kinds of fruitive activities should be given up as faulty. Yet other sages maintain that acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance should never be abandoned. O best of the Bharatas, now hear my judgment about renunciation. O tiger among men, renunciation is declared in the scriptures to be of three kinds. Acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance are not to be given up. They must be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity, and penance purify even the great souls. All these activities should be performed without attachment or any expectation of result. They should be performed as a matter of duty, O Sanaprata. That is my final opinion. Prescribed duties should never be renounced. If one gives up his prescribed duties because of illusion, such renunciation is said to be in the mode of ignorance. Anyone who gives up prescribed duties as troublesome or out of fear of bodily discomfort is said to have renounced in the mode of passion. Such action never leads to the elevation of renunciation. O Arjuna, when one performs his prescribed duty only because it ought to be done and renounces all material association and all attachment to the fruit, his renunciation is said to be in the mode of goodness. The intelligent renouncer situated in the mode of goodness, neither hateful of inauspicious work nor attached to auspicious work, has no doubts about work. It is indeed impossible for an embodied being to give up all activities, but he who renounces the fruits of action is called one who has truly renounced. For one who is not renounced, the threefold fruits of action, desirable, undesirable, and mixed, accrue after death. But those who are in the renounced order of life have no such result to suffer or enjoy. O mighty armed Arjuna, according to the Vedanta, there are five causes for the accomplishment of all action. Now learn of these from me. The place of action, the body, the performer, the various senses, the many different kinds of endeavor, and ultimately the supersoul. These are the five factors of action. Whatever right or wrong action a man performs by body, mind, or speech is caused by these five factors. Therefore, one who thinks himself the only doer, not considering the five factors, is certainly not very intelligent and cannot see things as they are. One who is not motivated by false ego, whose intelligence is not entangled, though he kills men in this world, does not kill, nor is he bound by his actions. Knowledge, the object of knowledge, and the knower are the three factors that motivate action. The senses, the work, and the doer are the three constituents of action. According to the three different modes of material nature, there are three kinds of knowledge, action, and performer of action. Now hear of them from me. That knowledge by which one undivided spiritual nature is seen in all living entities, though they are divided into innumerable forms, you should understand to be in the mode of goodness. That knowledge by which one sees that in every different body there is a different type of living entity, you should understand to be in the mode of passion. And that knowledge by which one is attached to one kind of work as the all in all, without knowledge of the truth, and which is very meager, is said to be in the mode of darkness. That action which is regulated and which is performed without attachment, without love or hatred, and without desire for fruitive results, is said to be in the mode of goodness. But action performed with great effort by one seeking to gratify his desires and enacted from a sense of false ego is called action in the mode of passion. That action performed in illusion, in disregard of scriptural injunctions, and without concern for future bondage or for violence or distress caused to others is said to be in the mode of ignorance. One who performs his duty without association with the modes of material nature, without false ego, with great determination and enthusiasm, and without wavering in success or failure, is said to be a worker in the mode of goodness. The worker who is attached to work and the fruits of work, desiring to enjoy those fruits, and who is greedy, always envious, impure, and moved by joy and sorrow, is said to be in the mode of passion. The work.
Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, Paramahamsa Prabhupada, Yogacharya, Stotra, Shishi, Shivada, Pai Charanada, Vinda Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnupada, Paramahamsa Prabhupada, Yogacharya, Stotra, Shishi, Shivada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi Ki. Nama Acharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Prem Zagaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Garar Hara, Shivasari Gaur Bhakti Vindi Ki. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gokupina Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mayapur Navadeep Dham Ki Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jamuna Devi Ganga Devi Ki Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. Gopre Manande Nitai Gaura Hari Bha by Shraddha Devi Dasi. Can you use this fake microphone over here?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
How are you all feeling? Aesthetic. Welcome to the Mayapur and Jagannath Puri Yatra 2018. Thank you so much, all of you, for joining. I knew it was not an easy ride for most of you. So I apologize for any inconveniences that were caused because of the infrastructure out here. And we're looking forward to wonderful days here and then even more wonderful days out there in Mayapur. I will be short and brief because more people are going to join us tomorrow, so I'll give more detailed information about it at tomorrow's session in the morning, after tomorrow's session in the morning. But a few things I wanted to mention, and one was that this is, I'm the one standing between you and Prasadam. So, and Prasadam tonight is going to be Jagannath Prasadam.
Wow.
And so there are certain nuances to honoring Jagannath Prasadam. So I will request Madhavananda Prabhu if you can come and tell us, because he has a very nice way of telling us about it. Thank
you so much. Guru Chandraya, Radhikaya Tadalaya, Krishnaya, Krishna Bhaktaya, Chudbhaktaya Namaha. So there's three different dhams that are very dear to Gaudiya Vaishnavas: Vrindavan Dham, Mayapur Dham, and Jagannath Puri Dham. And each Dham has a special vishesh, or a special quality. Vrindavan Dham is Madhurja Moyi Dham, the place of sweetness. And the special quality of Vrindavan Dham is a Braj Duli. It's so special that Uddhava wants to take birth as a plant there. Lord Brahma wants to come and take birth as a plant there, so the residents of Vrindavan may put their feet on his head. In Navadvip Dham, although there's also dust in Navadvip and also in Jagannath Puri, but the dust in Braj is very special. Navadvip, the special quality is Kirtan. There's also Kirtan in Vrindavan and Kirtan in Jagannath Puri, but that place, Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Taksho, which is the beginning of Kirtan, that's Navadvip Dham. And Jagannath Puri Dham is famous as Anaketra, or the place of food. And this is a place of Mahaprasad, although there's also prasad in Vrindavan and in Mayapur. But here in Jagannath Puri, the prasad is considered very special. If you go to give some prasadam to some panda or someone here in Puri, and you say, this is some Mahaprasad from Sri Sri Radhasham Sundar in Vrindavan, they may become a little annoyed with you, because they like to say here that Mahaprasad means Jagannath Prasad. There's prasad in other places, but Mahaprasad means Jagannath Prasad, because there's a sixfold system that they use to offer Jagannath Prasad, beginning when they light the fire in the morning with mantras of Lord Nrisimhadev, and then Lakshmi Devi is personally called to come and she cooks for Jagannath, and it's a long explanation. But after it's offered to Lord Jagannath, then it's offered to Goddess Bimala Devi, and we know someone who's named Bimala Prasad, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. Then it's considered to be Mahaprasad. And then after the offering it to Goddess Bimala Devi, then they offer to other different Vaishnavas, such as Narad Muni and others. So here in Puri, they have such a culture of Mahaprasad. You won't find any other place in the world where they worship Mahaprasad in the same way they do here in Jagannath Puri. Every event, whether it's a birth ceremony or a wedding, or an antyeshti, a funeral ceremony, whatever it may be in Puri, every ceremony is considered incomplete unless taking Jagannath Mahaprasad is included with that. So when they take Jagannath Mahaprasad, they do it with great reverence. If they're carrying Mahaprasad in the train or something, they'll never put it under them. They always keep it higher than them. They say that when you take Jagannath Mahaprasad, you should sit on the ground. They won't sit in an asana or a chair. Of course, if you're like myself, you have some arthritis, maybe you need to sit in a chair. That's another thing. But generally in Puri, they don't sit in an asana. Even the king of Puri, even Indradev, if he comes from the heavenly planets, he sits on the ground. Why is that? Because when you take Jagannath Mahaprasad, it's considered that you're having direct darshan of Lord Jagannath, Krishna. And in front of God, everyone is equal. It doesn't matter if one's a sannyasi, one's a mataji, one's a child, one's a household man. But everyone is equal before God, so we all sit on the same level. And there's a certain kind of etiquette for accepting prasad in general amongst Gaudiya Vaishnavas. This is a good thing to know if you ever go to a Gaudiya Mutt temple for some festival, or Radharaman temple, or some Goswami temple, some Babaji temple. If you go to take prasad at Tota Gopinath temple here in Puri, don't start taking prasad until everyone has prasadam on their plate. And they won't start, no one starts to take until every single devotee has prasad on their plate. And why is that? Because we're taking prasad as a group. And it's not that I have prasad and somebody else doesn't, but I'm eager to eat. No, we're honoring prasadam together as a group of devotees. And in cases like that, generally, I've seen with Radhanath Maharaj, they're very strict about that. Back when his yatras were small and there's only 2,000 devotees, I saw all the devotees we served out prasadam, and not a single devotee would take prasadam. Even though everybody had prasadam on the plate, they're sitting there waiting until Radhanath Maharaj began to take. And that's also nice, proper etiquette. We wait for the senior devotee to begin taking. And then again, the system is that no one gets up, traditionally, until everyone is finished. Because we're honoring prasadam together. And with Jagannath Prasadam, Jagannath Mahaprasad, the tradition is that when you wash your mouth, the pandas, when they do, they take some water in their mouth, they rinse it around, and they swallow it, the first bit of water, because they don't want to spit out any Jagannath Mahaprasad by accident. And they have so many, when the pandas take Jagannath Mahaprasad, they'll take bath before, then they have a special plate, they don't mix it with any other prasad. There's a story I can tell you. I'll tell you two short stories. One is that there was one proud person who came from Delhi. And he came here and someone said, here, you take this as some Jagannath Uchista. Uchista means remnants. And he said, look, I don't take anybody's remnants. And so they say that because of his offense to Jagannath Mahaprasad, a very bad thing happened. His arms and legs fell off. It was very bad. And so he was laying in the street. He laid there for several days, hungry, until one day a dog came by, and the dog had just found some old, rotten Jagannath Mahaprasad. He'd eaten some, and some was falling from the dog's mouth. And that poor man who had no hands or no legs, he was very hungry, he kind of inched his way up like a snake, and he ate some of the remnants in that dog's mouth because he was so hungry. And as soon as that happened, they say that his arms and legs came back, because he respected Jagannath Mahaprasad. And here in Puri, they say that even if Mahaprasad comes from the mouth of a dog, you can take that remnants, it's still considered to be pure. And here in Pori, I tell you another short story. I once took a rickshaw about 25 years ago from near our ISKCON Center to the Jagannath Mandir. At that time, that was about a maybe 5-10 rupee ride. And I was willing to give them 15 rupees, but they wanted 20 rupees or something. I'm a very stubborn person. So I was quarreling with this rickshaw wallet in front of the Jagannath Mandir for a few minutes. And all of a sudden, one friend of mine just happened to show up there, and he said, "Madhavanandi, would you like some Jagannath Mahaprasad?" I said, "Yeah." So I took some, and then without even thinking, I just turned to the rickshaw wallet and offered some to him. As soon as I did that, he paused, and he wouldn't take it from him. He looked at me, and he took the Mahaprasad. As soon as he did, he offered obeisances to me, and he took my 12 rupees or whatever it was that I was assisting on. Because in Jagannath Puri, sometimes people, they won't take Mahaprasad from someone's hand because it's considered to be such a sacred gift, such a sacred offering, that if you take that, then you can never argue with them after that. You should get your husband, you should give some Mahaprasad to Vasudev Prabhu. Right? And then tell him, Mrs. Jagannath, you can't argue with me now. It's a very effective thing. Huh? So sometimes when we're sitting and taking prasad and you have some crazy Hare Krishna brahmachari who's serving it out and wants to give you so much, what do you do then? Traditionally in Puri, the old sadhus, they still do this. They'll say, Purna, I'm complete. I've got enough. It's good. I'm all right. Because we don't want to refuse Jagannath Mahaprasad. They say that during the time of the British, once the Brits, they wanted to go inside the Jagannath Mandir. But the pandas, they told them, probation is shade. Entrance forbidden, Videshi probation is shade. No foreigners allowed inside. So the British, they became a little annoyed. They said, look, we're the British army, and we go where we want. So they gathered together a group of soldiers, and they marched on the Jagannath Mandir. The poor pandas, they were shaking, they were very afraid, what are we going to do? And it's an amazing story. What they tell is that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, hundreds and hundreds of these white monkeys, they call them Hanuman monkeys sometimes, appeared out of nowhere, and they attacked the British soldiers. Now the British were like the top fighting army in the world. They knew how to fight against the Americans, against the Russians, against the French, but they'd never been trained to fight against monkeys. And all of a sudden these monkeys are clawing them and biting them, and the British soldiers panicked, and they broke ranks and they started running away. And after a few minutes and things calmed down, the pandas came out of the temple and they said, look, would you like to have darshan of Jagannath? I said, yes. I said, okay, please sit down. And they set them down in a row in the street and they served all of them Jagannath Mahaprasad. Because they considered that taking Jagannath Mahaprasad is none different from having darshan of Lord Jagannath. There's a few thoughts about Jagannath Mahaprasad. We also made a magazine, one issue of our Krishna Kathamrita magazine, just focusing on Mahaprasad and all the different rules and so many of the etiquette behind it. I don't like to call it rules. And also the different things which actually make it Mahaprasad, the different six stages, and many stories about Mahaprasad and recipes from the Jagannath Mandir and many different stories in that type. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Chariyar Marman, Nachariyar Marman, Nachariyar Marman, Nachariyar Marman, hey! Nachariyar Marman, Nachariyar Marman, Nachariyar Marman, Nachariyar Marman.